Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, hello, everybody. I thank God for this opportunity to come into your home, place of business, or wherever life may carry you. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And we got so much to talk to you about. We're into the month of December, and I tell you, God is doing a great work in us. He's taking us through danger seen and unseen. He's taking us through ups and downs. He's taking us through heights and depths and situations. And you know what? We still come out victorious. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we still come out victorious in the end. And I'm just really thankful. God is doing a great work. And I thank him for loving us so much. He just don't leave us. But he walks with us. Sometimes he even carries us through hardships and situations. Yeah. And so I'm very, very humbled that we serve a God that loves us just as we are. Come on, somebody. And he takes us through issues and situations. And you know he won't leave you alone. And even when you think you're facing something by yourself, he'll send somebody to encourage you, to lift your spirit. And I thank God for what his work is in us. And his work in us is good. To perfect you. To make you better. Yeah, we got a word for you today, and I can't wait to give it to you. The title of our message is, He Has Shown You. Yeah, he's already shown us. Well, if you say, well, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And God has shown you what he wants. And you know what? It's not hard. People make things harder than they have to. It's not hard. It's in the book of Micah. And you know what? God has shown us what he wants. And, you know, I'm just very thankful that he has patience with us. He doesn't give us what we deserve. He gives us because the things that he loves us and he wants us to grow. To be faithful. Yeah. Be faithful to him. Come through hard times and hardships and not have our heads bowed down. Yeah. And you know what? I'm excited about his love, his grace, his favor. Yeah. Has he shown it to you? Have you been a witness? Have you been a recipient? I tell you, he has definitely shown it to us. In the book of Micah, this is the Old Testament. We're going to read verses 6, 7, and 8. But our key verse is verse 8 in the book of Micah. Okay? The 6th chapter, verses 6, 7, and 8. And our key verse is verse 8. While you're getting that together, I just want to say God bless you and hello to everybody. Everybody, I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for your love. I want to say hello to Sister Patricia. You're a powerhouse in God. And I just want to say I pray that you have a wonderful holiday season. I pray that I'm thankful that you're able to see family. And I just pray that God would just smile on you and your family. Continue to use you in a special way. That's DeSoto area in southern Missouri. And I just thank God for the outreach. Yeah. See, you can be in one area, but your outreach can go far beyond your present location. And I just pray that God would continue to use you in a special way. Yeah. And your family, bless them. I pray for blessings on that family. And while we're talking about praying, continue to pray for my family. like God uses who he will. God calls home who he will. Yeah. And my brother Lee Slaughter, God called him home. And, you know, he's getting his reward. God blessed me with five great brothers and one sister. Yeah, great parents. Yeah, he gave me the best. And I pray you could say the same thing. He blessed me with the best. And so I thank God for the life that my brother Lee lived. He lived a life of goodness and kindness. He showed me kindness, goodness, love. He showed me how to love as a big brother. Yeah. So it's not a sad story. It's a celebration. And we're going to celebrate my brother's life on Sunday. And I believe it's at 11 o'clock, but it's here in St. Louis. And it's on Facebook. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be live streamed. And I just thank God for each and every one of you sending condolences and things like that. I really appreciate you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I thank you for all the kindness and kind words you've shown to me and my family. Yeah. Okay, so the book of Micah. Title of our message is He Has Shown You. All right, you know, we always read what happened before, what happened after. Let's go to verse 6, okay? Our key verse is verse 8. Verse 6, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Verse 7 says, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? See, the people, they were asking, well, what should we give to God? Shall I give him my firstborn? They were thinking, shall I give God what's really important to me? Shall I give God my firstborn? Yeah, that's my legacy. That's my firstborn. Shall I give him how I make a living? My baby calves. Okay? A lot of them. Okay? Should I give him 1,000 rams? Should I give him my oil? 1,000 rivers? What did I give God? This is a lot to me. This means a lot to me. Should I give him this? These things mean a lot to me. Should I give him that? Let's see what Micah says. It says in verse 8, that's our key verse. It says, he has shown you, oh man, okay, what is good. And when it says, oh man, we know it means old man, old person, old woman, old person, okay? It's just saying, he has shown you, person, you, okay? Doesn't just mean a male, okay? He has shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? Okay, this is what he's telling you. This is what he requires. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. That's what he's shown you. It's not about material things. It's not about, well, should I give him my rams? Should I give him my firstborn? Well, should I? No, none of those things. It's not materialistic. He's shown you what he requires to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That's what he wants. And see, God never conceals his expectations from us. We don't have to guess how we should live. In response to the misguided ways in which people try to please God, people, they were misguided. Well, I'm going to give this. I'm going to give these things. I'm going to give this, that, this and the other. The prophet Micah clearly explained what God does and does not expect. Yeah. The people said, well, should we come with many offerings? 1,000 rams, 10,000 rivers of oil. Huh. Would God be pleased if we gave our firstborn to express our love, our devotion, give our kid? Micah's response was straightforward. He has shown you how what pleases him. First, he wants to show justice, treating people fair. Don't treat people like that you're better than them, or somebody else is better than this person, or somebody else gets more than this person, or somebody else gets more favor. This one gets this and this one gets that for whatever reason. People make up all kind of reasons to treat folks unjustly. Male or female. We treat the males this way and we treat the females that way. We treat this complexion of folks that way and we treat another complexion of folks another way. Well, we treat these people came from this area and this person came from that area. No. God wants us to show justice. Okay? It's how we treat others. Yeah. The desire to receive justice is not just enough. It's not just about us receiving justice. We got to be absolutely just in the way we treat other people. That's clear. How you treating your fellow man? How you treating people that don't have what you have? How you treating people that may be homeless? How you treating people when you have these things and they don't? How you treating people when you got an education and they don't? How you treating people when they may not have new clothes? They may not have could bathe in a swimming pool. I mean, in a bathtub. They may not have a place to bathe. Okay. The desire to receive justice is not enough. We must also absolutely be just in the way we treat other people. Yeah. And then have integrity. If we've given our word, we should be strong enough and honest enough to keep our word. Yeah. If we have people working for us, we should treat them fairly. Yeah. All of these things are important. And it's how you treat somebody the way you would want to be treated. That's where it says we should act justly in our relationships. In every relationship, we're supposed to act justly. Okay, so that's number one. It's not about sacrificing animals, or it's not about sacrificing. Well, I pay my tithe and I give extra and all of that. I give money. Yeah, but he wants you to act justly in your relationships. And then he wants you to love mercy. Love mercy. Yeah. The knowledge that we have received undeserved mercy from God, that should motivate us to show mercy to other folk. Yeah. Show mercy. We must resist the temptation to retaliate against those who've wronged us. Well, they lied on us. They lied on me, so I'm going to do this and this and this and this. Show mercy. God will fix every situation. Show one another mercy and kindness. Well, this happened. Well, that happened. Okay, they did happen. Well, they did. Well, they laid me off. Well, they did this and they laid that. I didn't do nothing wrong, but they did this to me anyway. Resist the temptation to retaliate. Then people will do you wrong and the enemy will allow things negative. The enemy will do things, try to do things negative towards you. God will protect you. He will keep you. And believe me, he will cover you. So resist wanting to retaliate. I'm going to get back at them. I can't wait to get them back. Have you ever said that? I can't wait. Give me, soon as I get the chance, I'm going to get them. Don't be that way. Okay? Resist the temptation to retaliate against those who've wronged you. Show mercy instead. Okay? So now we're told how to please God. Number one is to act justly. Okay? Show mercy. Okay? All right? And then God asks us to walk humbly with him. He asks us to walk humbly with him. Yeah. He doesn't ask for our spectacular acts of service. It's not you got to have 100 people to see you do this or see you give $25 to this group. Well, we'll have 100 people come and watch me do this. No, it's not about any of that. He asked for humility. Yeah. At times we try to make the Christian life far more complicated than it is. We avoid confronting what God has clearly told us to do. He wants us to love on one another, to walk upright, be honest. Okay. If we strive to be completely obedient in the basics, in the basic thing, like I said, he's not asking for a grandiose sacrifice. If we strive to be completely obedient in the basics, the more complex assignments will become clear. And God will use you in mighty ways, ways that you didn't even expect. God's got work for you to do. He has shown you that you are chosen. He sent his son to set the example. And then he gives us the opportunity to accept him. We see the example. He gives us the opportunity to accept him. People have tried all kinds of ways to please God, but he has really made his wishes clear. He wants his people to be just, to be merciful, and to walk humbly with him. And in your effort to please God, examine the areas in your life like these. Are you fair? Are you fair when you treat people within your dealings? Do you show mercy to the people who've wronged you? And are you learning and growing in humility? I'm just very thankful that God is growing us up. He's teaching us his will. He's teaching us his way. He's teaching us how to serve him, how to please him. And he makes it easy. I mean, he doesn't make it complicated or hard. Yeah. And you know, I'm so thankful that he doesn't count things against us like we do. We do to other people, holding, well, I remember when you did this. And I remember when you did this to me. And I remember when you... We don't hold on. We're not supposed to hold on to stuff like that. Believe me, some got more to hold, that they're dealing with than others. But we're not supposed to hold on to offenses. We're supposed to let God handle it and let it go. Believe me, he will take care of it all. But your walk has to be one that's free. You can't hold on to grudges. You can't hold on to negativity and please God. Those two things can't happen. Yeah. Micah was very clear. He says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? What shall I bring him?" And then he thinks, well, what would be really good to give to God? What would be really good? My question to you today is, what would be really good in your walk with the Lord? How can I really tell him how much I love him? I guarantee you, it's not in material things. It's not in how much money you have. It's not in the things you have. Pleasing God, that's on loving on somebody. That's caring about somebody. Well, what if you don't understand things? Don't understand why they do the things they do? You may not. I may not know how it feels to be this way or that way. I may not understand or know how it feels. But I do know that I serve a loving God. And as long as you can inhale and exhale, his son died on the cross for your sins. But it didn't stay there. He gives the opportunity to accept his love and accept the fact that he gave his life for you and that you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So we may not have all the answers, and he didn't tell us that we had to have all the answers on why. Well, why is this? Well, I remember you used to not be able to do that, these things. And the way medicine's changing, a way science is evolving, a way things are happening. Used to not be able to do that 2,000 years ago. In the days of Christ, in the days when David and the disciples walked, they didn't walk together. David was at this time, but when the 12 disciples, minus Judas, but when they were doing what they were supposed to do, in that time, in that age, they were doing what God called them to do. Here we are, 2024. Many, many years later, science has changed. So many things has evolved and changed. But one thing is still the same. His great love for us. His great compassion for us. So, yeah, he was crystal clear. The prophet, he was crystal clear. It's not about what you have. It's not about what you can do. None of that. It's really a heart story, y'all. That's what it really is. It's all about the heart. Can you love on everybody? Well, what if? So what? As long as that heart is beating, they have a chance. And we're supposed to give others chance to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As long as that's going on, Jesus died for them, for us. And that's the greatest thing that could ever happen. Yeah. Are you fair in your dealings with people? Yeah. Our key verse, he has shown you, oh man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. I thank God for you. I thank God for those that show us, give us examples of goodness, kindness, temperance, not flying off the handle, meekness, having a gentle spirit, showing us love. Well, if I don't have these things, still showing love. Well, what if my face is dirty because I couldn't bathe or I couldn't do this, or maybe it's because I'm homeless or this or that. Still showing love. Still showing love and kindness. Yeah. Show mercy to those even who have wronged you. Learning humility. I thank God for him growing us up. It's not about material things to please God. It's not the material things. This season, in the month of December, I pray that you show love and kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness, and temperance towards others. Even as you do your holiday bidding and going in and out, to and fro, let the fruits of the Spirit come over you and bless others. Continue to pray for those who are less fortunate. Continue to pray for those in hospital rooms, those who are behind prison walls. Pray for those less fortunate. Lift my family up in prayer. Today we will be honoring the life and celebrating the life of my brother, Lee Slaughter. And I pray that you will continue to pray for my family as we lift up a wonderful man of God who showed me how to carry myself. I have 5 big brothers. God blessed me with 5 big brothers and 1 big sister. And I'm the youngest of 7. Yeah. So I had examples on top of examples on goodness and kindness, temperance and meekness, gentleness and love. One of my brothers has gone on to receive his reward, Lee Slaughter, and we're going to celebrate his life today. Continue to bless on my family. We have a Facebook page. Go on our Facebook and share with others. Under Donna Evans, or you can find us under Trinity Talks. I thank God for you. I thank God that he's growing us up. Back in the Bible days, they thought it was material things. They would sacrifice rams or bulls. It's not those things that what God wants. He wants you to show mercy, show love and kindness. This is Pastor Donna Evans. We do have a website, Trinity Talks. Go get on our website to hear messages. Okay, God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer. Continue to grow in him. In Jesus' name.